a day of your creation. It is a day of your agenda. It is a day of your sovereignty. It is a day of thanksgiving and praise and adoration unto you. It is a day that brothers and sisters in Christ come together, and unbelievers, if there are some here at this point, may we all hear what the Spirit has to say. Thank you for prayer. Thank you that we can unite our spirits. I thank you for this church that doesn't mind doing this on Sunday morning, that is not embarrassed for it, but backs it in their own prayers. We pray that you'll give us understanding of what is before us on the printout, how important the church is, how important it is to lift up Jesus Christ and His gospel, how important it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray your blessings upon this message. I ask for your words, not mine, for I do not want to waste your time with my thoughts. Lift up these we have prayed for. We have more praying to do at the end of the service. We love you and we thank you for loving us. We thank you that you are truth, absolute truth and absolute reality. You are the light. There is none brighter than yours, nor more truthful than yours. Give us understanding of your spiritual word, that we may walk out of here more spiritual ready than when we came in, to be used of you, to be a reflection of your glory, that people will see the works of the Father. This is your day. This is your house. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. There are some things I'd like for you to either listen to or you can write it down. It is not on your prints. It goes on in my life after this is prepared. And it goes like this. Two choices are coming for every believer. A decision to accommodate the world or a refusal to compromise. Riding the fence will no longer be an option. The Bible prophesizes that a dramatic change in society will occur at the end of the church age, which will cause the winds of opposition to rise up against the church once again with serious consequences. We must hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to the church. Revelation chapter 1, verse 12. Why candlesticks? Verse 12. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking with me. And after turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. A brief introduction and review. The word candlesticks gives us a mental picture of wax candles, such as we use today. However, in the first century, there were no wax candles because such candles weren't invented until many years later. Look at the word candlestick. It can be translated a little differently in different translations. It is luknus. This word only refers to an oil-burning lamp. It is significant to note that light was produced at the mouth of this oil-burning lamp, M-O-U-T-H, just like you and I have a mouth. So sometimes we say, my mouth is to receive food. You have been given a mouth to speak. And so we want to understand what we are to speak. In a similar way, the believer's mouth, it's the same answer once again. In a similar way, the believer's mouth, and let me add a little note here, as Christians, we are to act and speak like Christians. We are to live in spiritual readiness. We are to act and speak like Christians. We are to live in spiritual readiness. In a similar way, the believer's mouth is the outlet for the Holy Spirit's fire and light. Once again, you might want to inject there Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled, be controlled with the Holy Spirit. Now you know one of the reasons why we need to be controlled with the Holy Spirit, so He can control what's going to come out of our mouth. I've said this before. Sometimes people say, boy, that old boy has a bad mouth on him. No, it's not the mouth, it's the heart. Because the Bible says, out of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So God has given us a mouth for several purposes. One is to speak forth the word of the living God. So we are to act and speak like Christians. I'll repeat it. We are to live in spiritual readiness. And the only way we're going to live in spiritual readiness and spiritual reality and spiritual sensitivity is for Ephesians 5:18 to be a daily part of our Christian lives. In fact, every day God allows you to live should begin with Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be controlled by the Holy Spirit. If you and I are going to be brothers and sisters in Christ, and if we're going to be companions as we are asked to be in Christ, then there must be that filling, that controlling of the Holy Spirit, so we will know how to speak to one another as brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. Back to the printout. In a similar way, the believer's mouth is the outlet for the Holy Spirit's fire and light to pour forth through the preaching of the gospel. As dark as the world is today, and I heard Madonna say something on TV, I thought it was very interesting once again. She said, I don't think the Pope and Jesus Christ would mind abortion, for the woman has a right to her body. I was infuriated, and I'll tell you why. Number one, she put the Pope on the line with Jesus Christ. The Pope is not Jesus Christ. He is a human being born with an old sin nature that must receive Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. It's not what the Pope says, it's what Jesus Christ has already said in his word, that we are to receive and speak forth and lift up. As dark as the world is today, it is difficult to imagine how much darker it would be if there were no faith-filled believers. Ephesians 5:18, once again, you can't get away with it. As a Christian, you must live a spirit-filled life. You must live the Christian life controlled by the Holy Spirit. And He's going to use the Word of God in your life to be brought forth in a great positive way. So we see right here how much darker it would be if there were no faith-filled believers using their mouths to proclaim the life-giving truth of Jesus Christ. The absolute truth and absolute reality of Jesus Christ is greater than the contemporary truth and the contemporary reality of man. And I want you to understand that also. John tells us he saw not the seven-branched lamps used in the temple during Old Testament times, John saw seven distinct and separate lamps. Each lamp was independent of the other. I want you to underline that phrase. Each lamp was independent of the other. But here's a note I added. But each is responsible to Jesus Christ. But each is responsible to Jesus Christ and not the denomination that they say they are under. I know some Baptists get a little wound up when I say that. But you won't find denomination in the Word of God. The Bible is all about Jesus Christ. The Bible is centered around Jesus Christ. The Bible is the Word of God that is not going to ever change. The Bible, as the Word of God, is non-negotiable. And therefore, do not allow a certain denomination to put their spin on the Word of God that is absolute truth and absolute reality. Brother, Satan is scared of the absolute truth and reality of the living, resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. That is the power of Almighty God. And that's why we can say with the Apostle Paul, we are not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of Almighty God unto salvation. It takes the power of God to come to a man and to turn a man from unbelief to belief in Jesus Christ. It takes the power of God to raise you from the dead. So therefore, at Hainesville Baptist Church, we proudly stand and we speak forth the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, never being ashamed, never to negotiate, never to back up, but take our stand according to the word that Jesus Christ has given us. Thank you. Each lamp was independent of the other, but each is responsible to Christ. Each was filled with its own oil. This church cannot fill another church. We at Hainesville Baptist Church, we are here as brothers and sisters in Christ, and we are asked to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but we cannot share that filling with another congregation. They are responsible as individuals coming before the Lord Jesus Christ and asking to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. Each has its own stand and each provided its own light. Every church has its own separate identity. Underline the word identity, please, and you can take this note if you like. But it is to be in harmony with New Testament teaching. Well, we're Church of Christ. We believe you have to partake of the Lord's Supper every Sunday. You won't find that in the Word of God. He said, do this in remembrance as me as often as you do it. There will some say that you have to be baptized in order to be saved and go to heaven. You won't find that in the Word of God. Your unbelief must be turned into belief in Jesus Christ if you are going to be saved. And then those say you must confess your sins in order to be saved. You can't remember all your sins. You're saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and not of yourselves, lest any man should boast. Every church has its own separate identity, but it is to be in harmony with New Testament teaching. Each is responsible for remaining filled. Be not drunk with wine, but be filled. But be filled is an imperative command in the Greek language. It is not an option. It's not for an elite group in the body of Christ. It is for every believer that's been saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Every church has its own separate identity. Each is responsible for remaining filled with the oil. Underline the word oil. What does the Holy Spirit in you enable you to do? He brings about divine enablement. That is something you cannot do. You cannot get beyond human enablement. Now that you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. You're the temple of God, and God is calling you to work in a spiritual, supernatural kingdom. Therefore, we are called by the Holy Spirit, and He gives us the divine enablement to do the work of Almighty God. God, filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit, and each is held accountable for fulfilling its unique role in shining forth the light. Who is the light? The light is Jesus Christ, Haynesville Baptist Church. I know there are churches that exist all over everywhere and all around Haynesville and in Tyler, Texas. And some think they have to change the inside of the auditorium. Let's make it just about all black, all dark, and just very few lights. Maybe that will attract the young people today. Well, let's adjust this part in our service. Let's make an adjustment over here. Let me tell you something. It's time to stop trying to re-event worship, to re-event the Word of God, what God has given it and how He has given it and how He has blessed it and how He has empowered it is enough. It does not have to be re-evented with a new sort of kind of a stroke of a different paintbrush. Dark, 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 just a few lights. Let me tell you something. I went to one church. It was a little bit of light up here, real dark out here. I walked out and said, Janae, how do they look at their Bibles when it is so dark out in the congregation? It's not just the preacher talking and reading. It is you holding the Word of God and having the privilege and honor to have the Bible in your lap with an open Bible and read it for yourselves. Filled with the oil of the Holy Spirit, and each is held accountable for fulfilling its unique role in shining forth the light of the gospel into the surrounding community and the world beyond. Question, what did Jesus say about oil lamps? Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all, there's that little word all, that are in the house. Top of page 2. Look at the word candle. In the Greek language, it is luknos. This refers to an oil lamp as described earlier in Revelation chapter 1 verse 12. Matthew 5:15. Neither do men light an oil lamp and put, underline the word put, please. The word put in the Greek language means for one's own use. In other words, this light is not to be kept in ourselves, nor kept inside the church. That's amazing for that little word put, isn't it? Neither do men light an oil lamp and put it under a bushel. Here's the question. What is a bushel? And what is its significance to the symbolic meaning of the 7 golden candlesticks John saw in his vision? The word bushel is modias. This refers to a jar or container used to measure grain. If an oil-burning lamp were placed under this type of container, the lack of oxygen would suffocate and snuff out its light. By using this example, Jesus admonishes us that the church must keep the gospel out in the open, where it can be seen and heard, thus providing light to those who live in darkness. Here's a little side note you can listen to or write. Believers in Christ are to be a living demonstration of the arrival of the kingdom of God. I'll repeat that. Believers in Christ are to be a living demonstration of the arrival of the kingdom of God that has come in Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus goes on to say, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Notice in parentheses, the Greek word for candlestick is lukna, which describes an elevated stand on which a lamp was placed. And look at that word, elevated. The church is the light bearer, and we are to elevate none other than Jesus Christ Himself. Some have gone to just a straight praise and worship And then on Wednesday night, they have a little devotion in reference to the Bible. I think they got it backwards. You see, on Sunday morning, that's when you have your big crowd. Praise and worship is a slice of the pie. And then you open the Word of God, which should really give glory to what you have been singing. You see, the more you know about Jesus Christ and His Word and who He is and what He's doing right now and what He's getting ready to do, oh, how that will stimulate you to sing even louder and more of a holy God that you are learning more and more about. Back to the printout. On which a lamp was placed so it could provide the maximum amount of light. Throughout the Roman Empire during New Testament times, it was customary to place oil-burning lamps on elevated pedestals to provide a superior light. Who is the superior light? Who is the superior one who enlightens in the way that can bring about the salvation of Almighty God and Christian living and absolute truth and absolute reality? Who is it? Therefore, it is Jesus Christ. Now let's go back. Throughout the Roman Empire during the New Testament times, it was customary to place an oil-burning lamp on elevated pedestals to provide a superior light that would illuminate the entire surrounding area. What is it that should illuminate? What is it that should brighten? What is the truth and reality that is needed at Hainesville Baptist Church? Not what we can re-event, but what comes straight out of the Word of God. We need Jesus elevated at all times. We need Jesus taught at all times. We need Jesus Christ worshiped at all times. Jesus Christ is the center, once again, of Christianity. If He's not the center, if He's not the focal point, brother, it is not Christianity. It is all Jesus Christ. Back to the printout. A superior light that would illuminate the entire surrounding area. The higher the lamp was placed, did you get that one? The higher the lamp. Who's going to elevate the lamp in your life as an individual Christian? The Holy Spirit. If He's in control, He's going to elevate Jesus Christ where He needs to be. Well, I will say this, there's a lot of blockage, right? To be pushed up to the top. That is the progress or process of progressive sanctification. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But His work in us is to elevate the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, that we become more like Christ in the lives He allows us to live as His people. All right, back here. The higher the lamp was placed, the brighter the light that was produced. What's my responsibility? Let's lift up Jesus Christ. Let our lives lift Him up. Let Him be lifted up. The Holy Spirit will also lift Him up. He wants to lift Him up. And when the Holy Spirit is lifting up Jesus Christ, things will happen in the spiritual kingdom of God you and I have never seen. Things will happen at Hainesville Baptist Church we've never thought about happening before. If we will say that Jesus Christ is Lord and Jesus Christ is the elevated one here, not a denomination. He is the light of the world and He is the light and He is the truth and He is the reality at Hainesville Baptist Church. What we do in the power of God. What we do in obedience unto the living God. And brother, we do not renegotiate any of it. Amen. Back to the printout. The higher the lamp was placed, the brighter the light that was produced. People say, I'm having some tough times in my Christian life. Then I want to ask you the question, how high is Jesus elevated in your life? You need to get Jesus elevated above those tough times, not below them. Is that correct? Thank you. Look at Matthew 5:15. Jesus was stating that the light Underline the word light. What does light do? It enlightens. Light enlightens. Jesus was stating that the light, underline it, light enlightens those that are in darkness. Now here's a little side note. The church is to offer light during its time on earth. What's our greatest purpose? Our greatest purpose as a body of believers is to offer the light who is Jesus Christ during our time on earth. What happens when the church is taken out? Who's going to elevate the light? You don't want to be in a 7-year tribulation period. And the next big event in the church age is what? It is the rapture of the church. Jesus was stating that the light of the gospel, what is the gospel? It is kingdom life. It's the word of God. It's a spiritual kingdom. It is kingdom life. Must be lifted as high as possible so it can produce its maximum effect. Who does the producing? Not me, not you. It is the Holy Spirit of God. Jesus is elevated. The Holy Spirit is producing. The work of God is being done. People are being enlightened. People are being saved. And people are being set on fire by the Holy Spirit of the living God. Jesus was stating that the light of the gospel must be lifted as high as possible so it can produce its maximum effect. Once elevated, the light becomes so great that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Likewise, if the church is going to shine its light as God intended, believers must dare to live the message of the cross. Underline, message of the cross. What is the church to lift up? Nothing but the message of the cross. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's the power. That's all the power that you and I need to live the Christian life. And Jesus Christ be glorified. And tell Satan you can go back to the hell that you've come from. You understand? Waves of demonic opposition have not stopped. They're like a hurricane. When you think a hurricane is kind of still for a moment and the front end has hit you and done great harm, get ready because the back side of the hurricane is going to do more damage. Guess what? The back side of the hurricane is coming. More waves of demonic opposition and attack are coming. The message is to the church, get ready. Let Ephesians 5:18 be in your life every day that God allows you to get up and feast upon the Word of God. Not just a little bit, but feast upon it and ask the Holy Spirit to elevate Jesus Christ in your life. That Jesus will be seen and glorified and reflected to all that are around you. I want to say to every dad that's here, you'll notice it says, if you lift up this lamp in a house high enough, all A-L-L will come under its light. It's not all done right here. It's also done in the house. Let's go back to Matthew 5:15, the second line here. Once elevated, the light becomes so great that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Dear God, help me. Get on my knees if necessary. Do the work in me you've got to do. So the light of God, His truth and His reality will be so elevated in this home, it will put us down on our knees in thankfulness, adoration, and praise, and thanksgiving unto you. Because now we see what you believe determines how you will perceive. What you believe determines how you will perceive things. print out very quickly. Likewise, that's the fourth line down. If the church, that's you and me, is going to shine its light as God intended, we don't need the interference of man. We don't need any spin doctors in the church. What you and I need has already been given. Likewise, if the church is going to shine its light as God intended, believers must dare to lift the message of the gospel up high, to elevate it and put it on a pedestal according to what His purpose. So what is the Holy Spirit going to do in you and I when we become a Christian? He's going to begin working to get rid of our agenda in church and our purposes in church until we come under the umbrella of His agenda in church. God is calling believers to extend their sphere of influence so they can make an eternal impact on an ever-increasing number of people who are lost and without hope. Jesus longs for His people to allow Him to saturate their hearts with the oil of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to stop there and ask you a question. How much of your heart is saturated with the Holy Spirit? How much of your heart is saturated with the Holy Spirit? Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, for it is excess, but be controlled, be saturated with the Holy Spirit. You remember that lamp? We had a drawing of that lamp the other Sunday. And I showed you where the oil was poured in. But then there was a lamp to that lamp that you could hold in your hand. And you had to push that flax down in there, whatever they used. I just wonder, some people would probably take a little bit of flax, maybe that long, and put it down in there and get just a little bit of oil. Say, man, I hope this works. And then some of them said, man, I want a bright light. Because when I'm walking down this path, I sure don't want to stumble. And I want it to burn as brightly as it can. So some of them will get that flax and just start cramming it in the mouth of that lamp until they nearly got all the flax in there and about that much was out. And they said, oh man, I've got so much flax in here. It is so saturated with oil. Once I get it lit, it's going to burn and burn and burn and burn. Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, for it is excess, but be filled, controlled, be saturated. Get all of your heart in the oil of the Holy Spirit. That your heart will be saturated. Your life will be saturated. Your thoughts will be saturated. You will be saturated unto the glory of Almighty God. Let's pray. Father, thank You for this day. Thank You for what You are allowing us to learn about these lamps and the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and Jesus Christ, that we have a mouth to speak forth that which is good, that which is uplifting, that which heals and binds and brings us together. Holy Spirit, do Your work. Let us yield that it will be done. And we will see a difference. For there are so many people that need to hear. Not criticism, but truth. delivered in the right spirit. And I know, Holy Spirit, you can't wait to do it in the church and in the life of every individual Christian. Thank you for your blessings we know of, and thank you for the blessings we don't know of. Because I know we don't realize all the blessings that we get every day. Some we acknowledge, and there's a whole lot that we're not even aware of. The greatest blessing is we're saved. We have eternal life. Now let what is on the inside come out and be proclaimed on the outside, spoken and lived, for the kingdom of God has arrived. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.